Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome to hour number three, Joe Messina Show. I am your guest host, Whiskey Dave, sitting in the chair for Joe. And you can check Joe out online at joemessina.com. And as Joe just said in the bumper music, you can give us a phone call. This third hour is wide open. I've got a lot I would like to talk about and share with you, including how I believe that we can get the election right next time. And I'm going to give some suggestions to that a little bit later in this hour. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on anything else that you would like to discuss. And you're always welcome to give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Just be interesting and be concise. That's all we ask. So I wanted to discuss with you something that a lot of people, you know, they point to California, especially Gavin Newsom, as a highly electable presidential candidate for the Democrats. American Psycho looks the part. You know what I'm talking about. Well, this might actually hinder. If this is this comes out and gets mainstream press, I doubt it will. But this information might actually hinder Gavin Newsom's attempts at a 2024 or possible 2028 election or campaign. California is expected. This is just reported tonight. It just came out on the Daily Caller News Foundation. California is projected to have a massive budget shortfall as businesses flee the state. Well, what about all this surplus that they've been promoting? And they're sending, they've got so much money, they're sending checks out to people, Dave. Yeah, well, let's look into this, shall we? California is expected to have a $25 billion budget deficit in the 2023 to 2024 fiscal year as people and businesses leave the state in droves, according to a projection by the state's Legislative Analysts Office, the LAO. LAO predicted in a Wednesday report today that the California budget will operate in a deficit due to tax revenue falling $41 billion below budget projections from fiscal year 21 to 2022 through fiscal year 23 and 24. Recent statistics show that there is less corporate and startup activity in the state, with corporate tax revenue expected to decline by $6 billion from last year to next year, according to the LOA. Under our outlook, the legislature would face a budget problem of $25 billion in 23 to 24 fiscal year. The budget problem is mainly attributable to lower revenue estimates, which are lower than Budget Act projections from 21-22 through 23 and 24 by $41 billion.
Revenue losses are offset by lower spending in certain areas, according to the report. California had a budget surplus of $52 billion in fiscal year 22 and 23, according to last year's LAOA report. So this is a little bit confusing. It's all over the map. A billion here, a billion there, $40 billion here, $40 billion there. It all adds up. But if we take a look at the reasons why the projections are going to be reduced substantially, well, in 2022, only 9 companies held initial public offerings, IPOs, in California, compared to 2021, when 81 companies conducted IPOs. 9 companies in 22, 81 in 21. Furthermore, the 9 IPOs were only 2% of all U.S. companies that went public in 22, compared to 21, when California IPOs represented 39%, almost 40% of all businesses that went public, the largest of any state. So 4 in 10 of the United States IPOs were in California in 2021. 2%, 2 in 100 occurred this year. In recent years, companies have begun to leave California for Republican states due to tax increases of the departures. One of the most notable is Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, moving the company operations to Texas. Many of the businesses that left California cited left-wing policies, high taxes, bail reform, drug use laws, chronic homelessness, and stringent COVID-19 regulations. Musk referred to the state as the land of overregulation, over-litigation, and over-taxation. Alongside corporate tax declines, revenue from personal income tax declined, going from $135 billion in fiscal year 21-22 to a projected $122 billion in 23-24. And of course, Gavin Newsom did not respond to this report. Folks are voting with their feet, and corporations have stakeholders and shareholders that they must answer to, and that is why they are leaving in droves. So people in California are like, yeah, so I already knew this. Well, let this be a warning shot to those folks in blue states across the country that want to emulate California's policies. It's there for you to take a look at. It's a lose, lose, lose. Doesn't work, folks. We'll be back after the break. Real Side Radio. Don't go away. Got a lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, not quite Joe Messina. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. And I am pleased to be here and joining you on this beautiful Wednesday night, no matter where you are. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and you can listen to him as well as find him online at joemessina.com. And if you would like to chime in this last, this last three segments, we've got some time here. We've got the phone lines are open at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Breaking news tonight. I don't watch the mainstream news, so I don't know if this is being reported or not, but I am willing to bet at least $5 that you're not going to hear about this. What is the breaking news? Well, it's a shocker.
The Washington Post sheepishly admitted that the FBI found no nuclear secrets, or anything else for that matter, in the Mar-a-Lago raid. Basically, we're looking at leftists that they beclown themselves, and, you know, we've got Trump now. The circles are closing. The walls are closing in on Trump. He's going to jail. You got your Rub Reiners. You've got all these idiots that are out there on Twitter that are saying it's done. It's fine. He's finally orange jumpsuit time. Yeah, okay, here's the story. You remember when the FBI raided Trump's home, supposedly looking for nuclear secrets, scare quotes, a few months back? Well, I'll let the Quislings at the Washington Post spell this out for you. According to the Washington Post, federal agents and prosecutors have come to believe former President Donald Trump's motive for allegedly taking and keeping classified documents was largely his ego and a desire to hold on to the materials as trophies or mementos, according to people familiar with the matter. In other words, Trump was keeping souvenirs, as every other president has always done. It's funny, by the way, how Washington Post kind of just shuffled that story to the side until after the midterms, of course. But there's more. That review, according to the Washington Post, that review has not found any apparent business advantage to the types of classified information in Trump's possession. FBI interviews with witnesses so far, they said, also do not point to any nefarious effort by Trump to leverage, sell, or use the government secrets. Instead, the former president seemed motivated by a more basic desire not to give up what he believed was his property. So, not only did the FBI not find any nuclear bomb codes, but they also found no evidence, zero evidence, that Trump was looking to, quote-unquote, again, scare quotes, leverage, sell, or use government secrets. So Trump wasn't selling nuclear secrets on Facebook, apparently. Who knew? Well, everyone. Everyone. And that likely included the Department of Justice and also the FBI. Now, needless to say, Washington Post couldn't just admit the Trump has nuclear secrets for sale crap that they try to sell was the latest Hail Mary pass to send Trump to prison. And it proved to be just another flaccid member of the Get Trump orgy. They threw the idea in near the very end that they could still possibly come up with something juicy. They said, hopefully, their fingers are crossed, the people familiar with the matter cautioned that the investigation is ongoing and that no final determinations have been made, and that it is possible additional information could emerge that changes investigators' understanding of Trump's motivations. But they said the evidence collected over a period of months indicates the primary explanation for potentially criminal conduct was Trump's ego and intransigence. In other words, again, Trump selling nuclear secrets was a lie, and the Washington Post quietly admitted as much. The guy kept a few tchotchkes from his 4 years serving as President of the United States, as every president has done. The naive. The naive! So next week at Thanksgiving, when you're sitting across the desk from your liberal family member, maybe you want to let them know that it's an embarrassing lie that Trump was trying to sell nuclear missiles to Russia or whoever else they believed it was. But MSNBC told me, but CNN told me. Yeah. And Washington Post told you as well, but they quietly released this report tonight. So you tell me, folks, I don't know if you're listening to this, if you're watching any cable news or broadcast news, if this has been reported today. Because I think this is kind of a pretty big deal, don't you? We've got Trump, finally. Rob Reiner has just been doing cartwheels, if he could. It's a little heavy for that. With the idea that Trump is going to be walking in his orange jumpsuit and shackles. The entire evening broadcast of MSNBC, as well as The View, have been selling to the American people that this is just another reason why people know that Trump is going to jail. I don't know if the man's going to be reelected president in 2 years or not. There's a major primary. There's some fantastic other people out there. Maybe DeSantis. Who knows? But my God, this is like Lucy in the football. When are people going to finally wake up and learn that the deep state is doing everything they possibly can to keep this man out of office? Doesn't anybody want to ask why? Why are they so scared of Donald Trump returning? It's a good question. We'll be back after the break with our final half hour. As I said, some suggestions to get the election right next time coming up. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A missile that crashed inside Poland was probably a stray fired by Ukrainians' air defenses and not a Russian strike. Poland and military alliance NATO said on Wednesday, easing international fears that the war could spill across the border. Nevertheless, NATO's chief said that Russia, not Ukraine, was still to blame for starting the war in the first place. The group of 20 unanimously adopted a declaration on Wednesday saying most members condemn the war in Ukraine. The leaders of the world's biggest economies also agreed to pace interest rate rises carefully to avoid spillover and warned of increased volatility in currency moves. Top U.S. Senate Republican Mitch McConnell held off a challenge to his leadership on Wednesday as some of Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress lashed out at top Republicans and their party squeaked out a narrower than expected. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
All right, folks, we've got a final half hour here. Me sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. It is, as always, a pleasure being with you good folks at Real Side Radio, therealside.com, and joemessina.com is where you can find Joe. And if you'd like to chime in the last half hour here, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and it's always a pleasure being with you. So I want to share something with you. And, you know, this is something that I've been thinking about all day. I belong to a men's group. We get together monthly. Annually, we get together in Nashville. Just got back a couple of weeks ago and spent 3 nights talking politics and philosophy and history and just camaraderie with men, cigars and whiskey and good food. And it's something that I highly recommend for all men to be together with other men. To whether it's a poker game once a month or, you know, playing basketball or going fishing, whatever it is that you enjoy doing. It's really important for manhood and masculinity today, which is being threatened from every quarter of our culture, to remember what it means to be a man. It isn't about gross stuff or stupid stuff. It's just being men. Well, the event that I attended last night, there were some folks that were talking about how disappointed they are in last week's election and the results, and ultimately what they intend to do about it. And I was absolutely stunned and shocked that these relatively conservative men have decided to just chuck it in. They're done with it. That they do not trust the system. It is so untrustworthy that they no longer even want to participate in the voting within that system. They're done. And I thought that this may have just been some anecdote, you know, with people that are upset and angry. But after 2020, a lot of people started feeling this way. And I was shocked when I learned that only 30% plus of California Republicans came out and voted this year. 30%. And many of the House races were still very, very close. Why?
Well, for us to think about that question, why, we also have to think about the motives by the other side. And their motives is to win, is to gain power. We know this. That's politics 101. Whoever wins makes the rules, enriches themselves. But it goes beyond that. That's politics 101, going back to Roman and Greeks. It's more than that now. The left have, and I would argue, somewhat successfully, we didn't have a red wave. We barely had a red trickle. We've limped barely across the finish line in the House. And we came up short in the Senate. And we came up short in certain governorships that I thought were going to be won. Arizona, for example. Possibly Washington State. Or I'm sorry, Oregon. New York. So while some people may take solace in the fact that the Republicans now have the House and investigations and stopping Biden's, no, there's zero solace in that. Because you have rhinos in this House that could be easily picked off, and they will be. That is their determination, the Biden administration's determination, to pick off the weak Republicans. The Mitt Romney Republicans, the Lisa Murkowski Republicans, but in the House. And so there may be Biden's policies that we thought we could put a stop to that still pass in the next 2 years. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself last night and today, well, isn't the answer to this voting? Why would anybody walk away from that? It's the only voice you have in this country. And if you have zero trust in the system, don't you think that your vote would count even more to try and gain that trust back by turning the system back to an honest election, by voting in the people that will reform voter integrity, stopping the mail-in ballots, the 50 days of voting, the drop boxes, the ballot harvesting. And that can only happen state by state. This is a federalism issue, folks. This cannot be done by the government, by the federal government. This is done on a state-by-state basis. And that is why you have Pennsylvania that is almost criminal in their desire to allow people to start voting after Labor Day. And that's how you get a Fetterman. A turnip that was just elected to the U.S. Senate, the most deliberative body in the world. And you got Fetterman. But the state is run by Democrats. So are you just going to accept that and just throw your lot in and move to the mountains or move to Mexico or whatever it is that you intend on doing and forget about it? Just chuck it in. The American experiment is over. I'm done. The Democrats won. They learn how to cheat. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself last night, 2 years ago, around this time, I made a speech to a specific Republican group, and they asked me to come back and make another speech again after the Senate race in January of 2021. And I told them, I said, I will tell you what I will say in the speech, and then you can determine whether or not you still want to have me, because I'm pretty negative right now. And I said to them that my speech is going to be focused on the integrity of the ballot box, and that I truly believe that without significant reform, across multiple swing states, the Republicans will never win another national election again. And they said, you can't say that. And I said, that's how I feel. You watch 2022. There's going to be some swing states. There are going to be some swing races. Senate and the House and governorships and local politicians that are going to lose by a smidgen. We're not going to know the votes for a week or two or three. And they will find enough votes. Because mail-in balloting has destroyed the integrity of our elections. Mail-in balloting has destroyed the integrity of our elections. Okay, so what do we do? Well, undoubtedly, we have one of two choices. We can walk away, like some people that I spoke with last night, and just say, hands up, I'm done. Or we can fight them at their own game. We're behind. The Democrats run this show. They have perfected the mail-in balloting starting 2-3 months before the election. And Republicans are just saying, Republicans want to vote on election day, so we're waiting for those big numbers to come in on election day because Republicans don't trust the system. They want to vote with their paper ballot in hand on election day. It's not working. It didn't work. It didn't work in 2020. It didn't work in 2022. And guess what, folks? It's not going to work in 2024. Even though the Senate has a favorable Republican year coming up. I cringed in 2020 during that election week. You had Sidney Powell. She's going to release the Kraken. We've got to talk about this, and we've got to talk about the way that we're going to address getting the election right next time. And we will, right after the break. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
Know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Joe will be back again tomorrow night, and you can find Joe at joemessina.com, and it's always been a pleasure being with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. One of the things I was just chatting in the last segment, I was saying that I was talking with a group of friends last night, a group of men, and we were talking about the state of politics today. And, you know, there were a couple of people that said, hey, man, it's we're going to win the next election. We're going to win the Senate. It's going to come back. People are going to get so sick and tired of Biden. They're going to get sick and tired of crime and inflation and geopolitics with political weakness and the embarrassment that Biden is on the world and blah, blah, blah. And my response to those individuals is, yeah, I would have said 3 years ago, you would have probably been right. If Biden was president then. But elections have changed. First of all, they've changed in two different ways. One, there's the logistics, and we're going to get to that here in just a moment. But the second part is that Democrats run emotional campaigns, and they appeal to feelings. And if you take a look at the numbers of the people that came out and voted, Gen Z, and I've got sons, in Gen Z's, you know, high school and college kids, came out in droves.
biggest numbers we've seen in decades from this generation, the apathetic generation that doesn't know. They were manipulated by the Dobbs decision, abortion, by racism, Donald Trump, and everything else that they've been filling these kids' heads with. It's all crap, of course, and got these kids emotionally invested in this election. And they did it. They were very, very successful. This should have been a 40-seat swing for the Republicans and at least a minimum of a 3-Senate-seat swing. They did it. So for somebody that tells me, yeah, well, you know, in 2 years from now, people are going to be so sick and tired of this inflation. No. People will vote their pocketbook, but people are also voting their emotional instability, not just economic. And we are living in a world today where many of us in my age group, 50s and 60s and 70s or 40s, whatever it may be, think that we're still on the same voting plane than we were 2 years ago, four years ago, 6 years ago. The world's changed. Social media has damaged us as a society. In 2020, I was cringing when Sidney Powell was talking about releasing the Kraken. I was cringing when they were talking about secret servers in Germany and bad voting machines. Rudy Giuliani, with his dripping makeup, said they had stacks of affidavits proving fraud. The J6 rally, which I had a lot of friends at, by the way. They didn't enter the Capitol. They weren't there, but they attended to listen to Donald Trump. I saw through them there were absolutely left-wing agent provocateurs. But that made me cringe when I saw the after effects, like you, I'm sure. What people are thinking of right now is that we can still close the barn door after the horse has escaped. What are those horses? The way that voting now works. And this is the logistics part. Once a ballot gets to a ballot box, there is no way to distinguish or separate fraudulent ballots from legitimate ballots. Our ballots are secret, supposedly. So how to prevent the fraudulent ballots from getting in the box in the first place? That's the key. And GOP officials have all but ignored pushing for election integrity measures. They should be doing everything they possibly can, including the following. Challenge any type of early or non-in-person voting, except for maybe government or military people on official business overseas on election day. Vote by mail kept California, Washington, and Oregon blue. Vote by mail. Challenge vote by mail as circumventing the secret ballot process. A mail-in ballot is not a secret ballot. There was a federal law that passed in 1845 by Congress, and it designates the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November as Election Day. Not months or weeks before Election Day, like we now see, especially in places like Pennsylvania. 50 days? Are you kidding me? Election Day. Government military people who are not in their district where they vote have voting officers to collect ballots in a secure container on Election Day, to be shipped to their home district and counted with documentation verifying the deposit of the ballot into a secure container. State GOP organizations should obtain state voter rolls and compare them to voter rolls from other states to identify and challenge people registered in two or more states and voting in both. This is a potential problem in areas where multiple state lines are only a few miles apart, like New England, New York, New Jersey, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where one can establish a residence in two or more of those states and vote in all of them, and pass a law establishing Election Day as a national holiday. There is zero excuse for people to not be able to leave work and go and vote, no matter how long the line is. Challenge the Supreme Court. Their ruling forbidding requirements forbidding requirements proving citizenship in order to register to vote in federal elections. If states allow a state-issued ID as proof of citizenship, the ID should require proof of citizenship. You know, Roe v. Wade was overturned. This ruling could be overturned if the proper arguments and supporting evidence was presented. The 9/11 hijackers were able to register to vote, ladies and gentlemen. All they had to do was to check a box stating that they were citizens, which is still the current policy. The motor voter bill has destroyed voter integrity. Lawyers, got to have a lot of good ones on election day, folks. You got to have writs, you got to have injunctions, you got to have court order applications ready for every contingency. Polls not opening on time, closing too early, staying open past polling hours, poll observers being ordered off the premises. Look what just happened in Maricopa County last week in Arizona, where there were machines that weren't working and people had to submit their vote 3-4 times after refilling it out and refilling it out. People left. They had to get back to work. They didn't get their votes in Maricopa County. You got to have lawyers on this. Approach the right federal judge and prepare to appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court. And expect election day malfeasance, like finding ballots that were left in a bag in a corner. Like we saw, remember the Coleman and the Senate race in Minnesota. Al Franken, he won like by 100 votes. They found votes in a corner. And you got to recruit and train poll observers. You got to be ready. I'm telling you right now, you can't rely upon this horrifically bad administration to automatically give Republicans a win in 2024. I'm telling you right now. And if Donald Trump becomes the nominee, I know he got 75 to 80 million votes. I get it in the last election. There is a significant number of people that are just tired of the Donald Trump show. There are a lot of people that love him. There are a lot of people that will follow him to the grave. But there are a lot of people that are just done with it. They don't want the drama. They look at somebody like DeSantis and they see Donald Trump's fight without Donald Trump's clinical narcissism. I'm ambivalent to it. I'm agnostic. If Donald Trump is the nominee, I will vote for Donald Trump. If DeSantis or another Republican becomes a nominee, I will vote for them. But you've got to realize that none of this is going to matter if we don't reform voting. In 2020, because of COVID, the Democrats, Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. They changed voting in a way that if it's not undone, Democrats will run this country and run it into the ground for the rest of our lives. And a lot of us are not going to stick around. Got friends of mine that are talking about retiring down to Baja, Mexico. They just do not want to live in a place that is run in the way that this country is being run. You like the way that Los Angeles is being run? New York City is being run? Chicago is being run? Well, you better get ready for that all over the United States, because this primordial Marxist ooze is no longer oozing. It's now moving at a fever rate. You may disagree with me. You may disagree. But I'm telling you right now, you got to reform the voting rules. There's no other way. There's no other way. Well, thanks for letting me vent, folks. It's great. Hello to everybody in the chat room. Thank you so much for letting me sit in for Joe again. And I will be back again soon when Joe does his patriotic duties to save this country. Good night, everybody. God bless. And we'll talk again soon. Joe will be back tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.